Benedict spoke of his feelings of esteem and sincere friendship for the Turkish people ahead of his four-day visit to Turkey that begins on Tuesday. Speaking at his Sunday Angelus address, the Pope paid tribute to Turkey's rich history and culture and urged the faithful to pray for him during his pilgrimage there. Emma McCarthy reports.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, come sapete, nei prossimi giorni mi recherò in visita in Turchia.
Just 2 days before his trip to Turkey, Pope Benedict XVI sent a message of warm greeting to the Turkish people, a people he described as rich in culture and history.
Desidero inviare un saluto cordiale al caro popolo turco, ricco di storia e di cultura.
Pope Benedict expressed his feelings of esteem and sincere friendship for the country and its leaders, as well as his joy at greeting the nation's small Catholic community. On Sunday, the Vatican also confirmed that during his stay in Istanbul, the Holy Father will visit the city's historic Blue Mosque. Pope Benedict is due to arrive in the capital Ankara on Tuesday, November 28th. There he will meet with the Turkish president and dignitaries. His four-day visit also includes a mass at an ancient Marian shrine in Ephesus. But highlighting the main reason for his historic voyage on Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI looked forward above all to his meeting with Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I in Istanbul.
Di unirmi fraternamente alla Chiesa Ortodossa in occasione della festa dell'Apostolo Sant'Andrea.
The Pope's November the 28th to December the 1st visit is timed to coincide with the feast of Saint Andrew, one of the 12 apostles who is said to have preached in what is now Istanbul after Christ's death. In a symbolic event, the Pope and Patriarch will mark the saint's feast day with a celebration of the Divine Liturgy in the Patriarchal Cathedral of Saint George.
Paolo VI e Giovanni Paolo II.
On Sunday, Pope Benedict told pilgrims that he was following in the footsteps of his predecessors, Pope John XXIII, Pope Paul VI, and Pope John Paul II. Invoking their protection, the Holy Father invited the faithful to accompany him with prayer so that this pilgrimage can bring the fruits that God desires. The Holy Father also remembered World AIDS Day as he marked the solemnity of Christ the King in his Angelus address. Christ is King and the cross his throne. By sacrificing his life on Calvary to save mankind from sin, Christ defeated the dominion of earthly princes, establishing the kingdom of God. This was Pope Benedict's message to the thousands of pilgrims and visitors who filled a sunny St. Peter's Square this Sunday to pray the Angelus with the Holy Father.
On the solemnity of Christ the King, let us pray for the spread of the gospel, the triumph of God's reconciling love, and the coming of his eternal kingdom of holiness, justice, and peace. May Christ's peace always reign in your hearts.
That's it.